This is URN
Showtime Breakdown.
Hello, hello. Welcome, everyone, to Showtime, everyone's favourite musical theatre show. And I've taken a poll of three people, so I know it must be true. Now, opening there for us was There's No Business Like Show Business from the wonderful Annie Get Your Gun. A fitting start, I think, given that this is, I'm afraid to say, the last show of the year. I know, it's so, so very, very sad. But dry your tears for now, because I have an excellent playlist lined up for you. I'll be playing some of your requests, some of my favourite songs from the series, and if that isn't enough, I've got a whole load of the most Christmassy show tunes around to really get you in the festive spirits. So the wonderful Angela Lansbury with the original cast of MAME with We Need a Little Christmas. I hope that has well and truly put you all in the Christmas spirit. Not only is it thoroughly Christmassy, it is just a great show tune as well. So what more could you want? Well, if the answer to that question is something from Matilda, then you are absolutely 100% in luck. For Izzy and her mum, here is Revolting Children. Now, my next song is my absolute favourite from all of the shows I've done so far, which is really saying something, I have to admit. As I said when I played this the first time, I kind of just came across it by accident while doing some research for a different show, but I fell in love with it as soon as I heard it and have basically had it in my head ever since. So from the original Broadway cast of Big Fish, here is Be the Hero. Time for more Christmas now, I think, don't you? We all know the story of Buddy the Elf thanks to Will Ferrell's 2003 film. Well, now it's a musical too. It actually opened on Broadway for the first time back in 2010, but it recently opened in London with the fabulous Ben Foster, winner of ITV Superstar, playing Buddy, and also starring Girls Aloud's very own Kimberly Walsh as Jovie. So, from Elf the Musical, here is Sparkle Jolly, Twinkle Jingly. Pat on the back for me, I think, for saying that without tripping up. Seriously, try it at home. It's surprisingly difficult. Now, up next is a request from my dad. Remember, we do not condone nepotism in any way, but he requested a good song, so I had to give in to him. You remember me playing a song from Sister Act way back in my first ever show. Well, here it is again, especially for my dad, who played Pablo when I went to see it, and anyone from Cairds who's listening, and Connor, who I spoke about this show with for about 20 minutes without stopping, because we both love it so much. So for all of those people, here is Lady in the Long Black Dress. I hadn't planned to play my next song until I saw Strictly last night, on which Helen and Aliash, love them, not as much as Kelly and Kevin, but still, Helen and Aliash danced the Paso Doble to At the End of the Day from Les Miserables, which is an interesting choice, I know, but it reminded me how fantastic the song was, as if anyone could ever forget. Plus, Les Mis is one of my favourite shows ever, as you all know, so it's doubly important that I play this. So, without further ado, here is At the End of the Day. Up next is a request from Jake. He asked if I could play Your Fault from Into the Woods. Now, my only experience of this show is through the film version with Meryl Streep and James Corden and people like that. And as much as I enjoyed the songs in the film, I mean, who can fault the great Stephen Sondheim, I was actually really disappointed by the film itself. Mainly because Disney decided to cut out a huge portion, which contained some quite important plot pieces, so that kind of the second half of the film didn't really make any sense. But regardless of that, the music is great anyway. So for Jake, here is Your Fault / The Last Midnight from the original cast recording. Time for more Christmas now. Yay! This next song comes from a show that I hadn't ever heard of until yesterday, when I sat down at my laptop and I googled musicals about Christmas, because that's what I do. And top of the list was Subways Are for Sleeping. Now, rather than telling you what this show is about, the most interesting thing I found about the show is that the producer, David Merrick, decided to invite individuals with the same names as prominent theatre critics at the time to see the show, so he could then use their favourable comments on all the adverts and posters, pretending it was the, you know, the actual critics. Unfortunately, the ruse was discovered and the ad was pulled. But what a brilliant thing to do in the first place. That is absolutely genius. Not moral, but genius. So, from Subways Are for Sleeping, here is Be a Santa. Next is a song from a musical that loads of people have requested since I started doing this show, but I just haven't had time to play. So for that, everyone, I'm truly sorry, but hopefully this will make up for it. So for everyone I've basically spoken to ever, here is Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Up next is a song I've been meaning to play for a while now. Not only is it a great song from one of the most well-known musicals of all time, really, it's also my absolute favourite song to belt out in the shower. I know I've played some good shower songs, in my opinion, but this one really is the greatest, which, of course, you all needed to know. But seriously, try it tomorrow morning. From Cabaret, here is Maybe This Time. Coincidentally, that was another song that featured on Strictly Come Dancing yesterday. Obviously, their production team decided to steal the playlist that I came up with this week. unlikely, I know. But actually, on that topic, I'm pretty sure Elaine Page has been doing the same thing. You know, she just happened to play a few of the same songs a week after me. Coincidence? I think not. Clearly, she is spying on me, trying to suss out the competition. I mean, yeah, we'll leave it there, I think. Oh my gosh, I love that so much. I'm making that my new ringtone. I'm going to play that every time possible. That was, of course, the incredible, the wonderful, the fabulous, the brilliant cast of Dickens Abridged with their one-minute promo. I love it so much. I'm slightly obsessed, if you can't tell, but don't worry, I'll spend this holiday getting over them, or alternatively, stalking the cast. I may not be back in January. I may have been arrested. But that was partly for me and also partly for Freya, who just sent me a text going, yes! We love it. And actually, on that note, if any of you missed seeing Dickens Abridged and have decided you love it just as much as I do, having listened to the promo on the show and the interview I did a couple of weeks ago, then Adam Long's Shakespeare Abridged will be back in Nottingham this spring. And on that, we have come to the end of this show. I know, I can't believe it either, really. It really has been a fantastic year, hasn't it? I've loved every minute of it, and I hope you all have too. And as I've said, unfortunately, this is my last show of the year before Christmas. We finish term next Friday, and unfortunately, we're not allowed in the studio on the Sunday. So I might just turn up and stand outside forlornly. But don't fret too much, because obviously, I'll be back in January for even more musical madness. So like the Facebook page, which is URN Showtime, to keep up to date over the holidays, as well as listening to all the breakdowns from the shows so far, if you want to relive any episodes or just listen to my dulcet tones. So, to play us out this evening with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas from Meet Me in St. Louis, here is the fabulous Alfie Beau. And until I see you all again, have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas, everyone, and see you soon.
This is URN
Showtime Breakdown.